伦理的生命是从我们存感谢我们救主基督的心而自然流露出来的。
Because of a relationship with Jesus Christ, God the Father accepts us and He values us.
因为我们跟基督的关系，神就接受了我们，又宝贝我们。
A gem dealer was walking the aisles at the Tucson, Arizona gem and mineral show.
有一个卖宝石的商人在阿里桑那州的土桑的那个城市一个钻石的商品展示会上面。
When he noticed a blue-violet stone, the shape and size of a potato.
他注意到有一颗像土豆或者是马铃薯一般大小蓝色的大石子。
He looked it over and as calmly as possible, he asked the vendor, you want $15 for this?
他仔细地观察了一会儿然后就很平静地问这个卖这块石头的人你真的想要卖15块钱吗
The sailor realized the rock wasn't as pretty as the other ones in the bin, so he lowered the price to $10.
这位卖主似乎也认为这块石头并没有别的石子看起来那么漂亮所以他就把价钱又压低了到10块钱。
The stone has since been certified as a 1,905 carat natural star sapphire.
这个石子后来被鉴定为1905个克拉的自然的蓝宝石。
About 800 carats larger than the largest stone of its kind.
大约比我们所知道的最大的这种宝石还要大800个克拉。
It was appraised at $2.28 million.
鉴定的价格为220万块钱美金。
It took the lover of stones to recognize the sapphire's worth.
一个热爱宝石的专家才能够认出这个蓝宝石的真正的价值。
And it took a lover of souls to recognize the value of people like you and me.
同样的，我们需要一个热爱灵魂的人才能认出人，包括你我真正的价值。
We are precious in God's sight.
对神来讲，我们是如此的宝贵。
And he, through his wonderful grace, sent his son to die as a ransom for us.
是他借着他的恩典差遣他的儿子为我们做赎罪祭。
See, verse 6 is a verse connecting two great truths.
第六节是形容神怎么样借着基督做我们的赎罪祭。
How the Father planned our salvation.
和神赎罪的计划。
And how the Son purchased our salvation.
跟神怎么样借着基督来做我们的赎罪祭。
And verses 13 and 14 tell us how the Spirit of God preserves our salvation through His indwelling Spirit, which is a down payment for our salvation.
13节跟14节里面告诉我们神的灵怎么样借着他的内住做我们得救的定睛来保守我们的救赎。
And we see how the triune God works or functions together to bring us salvation, ultimately bring glory to himself.
我们可以看见三位一体的神一起做工为了他的荣耀和赞美把得救的恩典赐给了我们。
And that's why God has blessed us because of his glorious grace.
这就是为什么神要祝福我们就是因为他自己的恩典。
And secondly, how has God blessed us?
第二点神怎么样赐福给我们。
Verse 7 through 10 says, In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of his grace.
第七节告诉我们说，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
That he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足地赏给我们的。
That he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ.
都是照他自己所预定的美意叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
To be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ.
要照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
The first major point here is redemption.
现在在这一段里面一个很重要的一点是救赎。
When Christ redeemed us by His blood, He freed us from our slavery to sin.
当基督借着他的宝血救赎了我们，他就使我们从罪的捆绑中释放了出来。
Its means is through His blood.
方法神的方法就是借着基督的宝血。
Matthew 26:28 says, "This is my blood and covenant, which is poured out." For many, for the forgiveness of sins.
马太福音26章28节里面告诉我们说。 因为这是我所立约的血为多人流出来使罪得救。
Then redemption's meaning is Christ's redemptive work provided the forgiveness of sins.
基督的救赎的圣功使我们的罪能够得赦免。
Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgressions?
弥迦书七章十八十九节这样说，神啊，有何神向你赦免罪孽饶恕。
True redemption is we are not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood as a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ.
真正的救赎是你们得赎不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
And its measure, which of course is measureless.
那现在我们讲到这个神的这个救赎的大量，那当然这是无可能够量出来的。
Forgiveness pours out of God's storehouse of grace and inundates us or flows over top of us.
神的恩典的仓房里倒出来的赦免，让我们无法容下。
Romans 5:20 says the law was added so that to transgress might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
罗马书五章二十节如此说，律法本是外添的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。恩典可以用这样的情况来形容就像最高法院的法官请一个罪犯到他家里与一同坐席。
The initiative always belongs to God.
开始的总是神。
And he grants people the gift of eternal life in Christ.
他把在基督里的永生就赐给了我们。
And then we have the inheritance.
然后我们来看看我们的基业。
We'll first look at Jews in Christ, then Gentiles in Christ.
我们先来看看在基督里的犹太人，然后我们再看看在基督里的外邦人。
Verses 11 and 12, Jews in Christ.
第一个我们先看第十一到第十二节，这里形容在基督里的犹太人。
In him, we, and Paul speaking about himself, we were also chosen, having predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will.
保罗在这里是讲到他自己他说我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
The Jews are God's chosen people.
犹太人是神的选民。
Not only are they to be blameless before him one day,
他们不止有一天在他面前应当是圣洁无瑕疵的。
The Jews are also part of his predestined plan that will ultimately bring glory, God's glory in the ages to come.
他们也是神所预定计划里的一部分，最终要为神带来荣耀。
God is working to bring about His purpose of His will in their lives as well as ours.
神在工作，为的是要在他们的身上和我们的身上成全他的旨意。
Paul declared, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6.
保罗如此宣称，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
All this will ultimately be done to the praise of God's glory.
这些成就了，最终为要使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
God's perspective in redeeming His people, and redeeming the Jews will, with all humanity, is seen as predestination, His purpose, and ultimately His praise.
神救赎犹太人和全人类的观点，可以在他的预定、计划和称赞里面可以看得出来。
Clearly, this passage emphasizes God's activity in our past and our present and our future as well.
很明显的，这一段强调神在我们以前、现在和将来的工作。
God is rarely public in His actions.
神很少在公开的场合在做工。
In fact, Isaiah 45:15 says that God is a hidden God.
以赛亚书四十五章十五节说，神是一个隐秘的神。
We almost need a sign that says, slow down, God, work.
有一个学者说他无法他是一个无法捉摸的神，有的时候我们需要有一个牌子上面写说请慢，神在工作中。
Most important, we as believers may be confident that whatever does happen, doesn't happen to us merely alone.
最重要是我们这些信徒要有信心，不管在任何的事情发生的时候，绝对不会不只是发生在我们身上。
We are never alone. We're never out of His sight or His concern.
我们是在他的眼里，受到他的看顾。
See, correct theology about this invisible though living God brings right living.
我们对一个眼不能看见，但是一个又生又活的神的正确的神学看法，会让我们活出敬虔的生命。
As I was going through this message, I thought about this. Slow down, God at work.
当我在预备这个信息的时候，我就看到这个图画，一方面说请慢，另外一边神在工作。
God is at work in your life.
神在你我的心中里面在做工。
Do you want to know God's will for your life?
你想不想知道神在你生命里面的旨意呢？
I can help you with that today.
我可以帮助你。
I can tell you today how to find God's will for your life.
我可以帮助你怎么样来确定神的旨意。
Five easy steps.
有五个很简单的步骤。
If you send your money into my radio station, no, I'm just kidding.
如果你把钱送到我的电台来的话呢，我只是开玩笑。
I'm going to give you life.
我可以现在跟大家形容这五个步骤。
The first step is to be saved.
第一个是先要得救。
That's the most important thing any of us can do today.
这个是我们生命里面一个最重大的决定。
Secondly, to be spirit-filled.
第二个要被圣灵充满。
Allow the Spirit of God to live in you and live through you and connect with people around you.
让神的圣灵住在你心里，来帮助你来跟别人相处。
Then the third S is to be submissive.
第三个要学习顺从。
Be submissive to God.
顺从神。
Be submissive to authorities in your life.
顺从在你生命里面有权威的人。
And then be submissive to each other.
然后也相互的顺从。
And fourthly, to be sanctified.
第四个要得到圣洁。
To be set apart, to live a holy life for God.
活出一个圣洁的生命，为了神的缘故。
And then the fifth S is to be a living sacrifice to God.
第五要在神面前做一个献给神的羔羊。
Now if you allow all these five things to dominate your life,
如果你让这五件事情来在你生命里面掌权的话，
I believe you can do whatever you want to do.
我相信你可以做任何的事情你想要做的。
Because if these five things are the most important things in your life,
如果这五件事情在你生命里面是最重要的话，
you'll be doing what God wants you to do.
你一定会做神要你做的事情。
Psalm 37:4,
诗篇37篇第四节。
It speaks there about Oh, what does it say? I forget now. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
里面大概这样说哈，你如果喜悦他的旨意，他就会给你从他来的喜悦。
So as you and I live for God, He will live through us, and He'll give us the best life that we can possibly have.
如果我们愿意为主而活的话，神一定会给我们能够荣耀他的那个生命。
Secondly, the Gentiles in Christ.
然后第二，我们现在要谈到外邦人在基督里。
You see here, Paul says, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having believed.
在十三节里面，他告诉我们说，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既信了他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
We have seen God's part in our salvation, all He's done for us in Christ.
我们现在已经看到了说基督在救赎在我们的生命里面的那一部分。
So what is our part in receiving the salvation?
那到底我们要有怎么样的参与呢？
These are two key truths here.
那这边有两个很重要的真理。
Our hearing understanding of the good news that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died, He was crucified for our sins, was buried, and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures.
我们听到关于基督，然后又理解了这个 好消息，神子为我们死了，为了我们的罪被钉十字架，被埋葬了， 又照着圣经所说第三天复活了。
This is the content of the gospel.
这就是福音的主要的内容。
This is what we must believe to become a Christian.
这是我们需要相信，然后我们才能够成为一个信徒。
Secondly, we must believe or trust fully in Christ alone for the forgiveness of our sins.
第二，我们必须要相信，全然的信靠他来饶恕我们的罪。
And we must receive him as the Lord and Savior of our lives.
然后接受他做我们的救主和生命的主。
Salvation is based on the redemptive work of Christ on the cross of Calvary.
人的救赎只能依靠在加列山十字架上基督已成就的救赎。
Not on any good works that we might do to try to win the favor of God.
而不是靠着我们所行的要讨好神的喜悦。
Most religions involve some form of human doing good for God.
大部分的其他的宗教都是要叫人靠着人的行为，需要人的牺牲，和一些做一些什么事情来讨好神的喜悦。
Sacrificing something to win the favor of the Almighty.
他们都要人做一些牺牲来讨好神的喜悦。
At the heart of Christianity stands the core truth that God has done something for us.
在基督教信仰的中心里面有一个真理，就是神借着他儿子的牺牲为我们成就了我们所不能成就的大事。
Through the sacrifice of his son that we could not do for ourselves.
借着他儿子的牺牲，我们是不能够为我们自己成就这件事情。
He has taken our sin away and forgiven us completely.
他把我们的罪给拿走了，然后完全地饶恕了我们。
And he relates to us intimately and eternally.
让我们得与他有永远和亲密的关系。
I read a story of how we should respond to God's graciousness that is set in the country of Brazil.
我曾经听说过一个在巴西一个关于我们该怎么样反应对神恩典的一个故事。
A woman named Dona Nusa lay in her casket.
有一个妇人名叫 Dona Nusa， 她在躺在棺材里。
Killed in a car accident the day before.
她是前一天才是因为车祸的缘故刚刚去世。
Her son Caesar, her daughter, and other relatives, and a young woman named Carmelita stood by.
她的儿子名叫凯撒，女儿和她的亲戚和一个年轻的妇人叫卡玛丽德的站在旁边。
Tall and dark, Carmelita was dressed this day.In simple clothing.
卡玛丽德又高又黑，当天的穿着很简单。
The young woman from the interior of Brazil.
这位年轻的妇人是从巴西的内陆的城市过来的。
She had been adopted into Dona Nusa's family more than two decades earlier.
她是被 Dona Nusa 的家庭大约在20年前被领养的一个女孩。
At the time, she was 7 years old and an orphan.
那时候她才是7岁的一个孤儿。
She was a product of a prostitute and an unnamed father.
她又是一个妓女所生的女儿，连自己的父亲是谁都不知道。
Moved by compassion, Dona Nusa intervened, taking little Carmelita into her family.
Dona Nusa 怜悯她，就把她领养到自己家里来。
When almost everyone had left the funeral chapel, Carmelita stayed behind.
当大家都离开了葬仪厅之后，卡玛丽德留了下来。
Weeping quietly at the side of the casket.
在棺材边轻声地哭泣着。
Earnestly and tenderly, she leaned over the coffin of her adopted mother.
她很小心的，但是又很热忱的，靠着她被领养母亲的棺材，轻轻地抚摸着。
Caressing it gently, she voiced her goodbye with "Abrigada, Abrigada, thank you, thank you."
她用谢谢你，谢谢你来向她挥别。
Dona Nusa reached out.And had given Carmelita a life that the little orphan had no ability to give for herself.
Dona Nusa 给了她这一个孤儿一个新的生命，她自己无法给的。
That's what we're talking about today. That's pure graciousness.
这就是我们今天所谈到的，就是纯洁神的恩典。
We should weep because God has given us freedom.
我们需要哭泣，因为神给了我们自由。
He's given us the forgiveness of and the life that we could not give.For ourselves.
他给我们自由，给我们的赦免，我们自己没有办法迎来的。
Our tears should not be tears of separation like Carmelita's, but it ought to be falling on a bedrock of hope for the future that we have in Christ.
我们的眼泪不是因为要分离所流的眼泪，那是落在我们将来有盼望坚固的磐石上的眼泪。
Our sins have been taken away.
我们的罪已经被基督所完成工作拿走了。
And we, through accomplishment of Jesus Christ, have been brought to the Father and adopted into the family forever.
借着基督，我们已经被带到神领养的家里。
This is truly the gospel.
作为他永远的儿女，这就是福音。
My question for you today.
我今天给各位的问题是。
Are you absolutely sure that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior?
你真的确认耶稣是你救赎主和生命里的主吗？
If not, I beg you today to receive him as your Savior.
如果你不确定，我邀请你今天就请他做你的救主。
At the end of the service, feel free to contact one of the leaders in the church and talk to them about trusting Christ. How can I know Jesus Christ today as my Savior?
如果你愿意的话，请在聚会结束之后告诉我们，我们会愿意主来帮助你在新的信仰上能够成长。
So we looked at our salvation, now we look at our sealing.
我们看了我们的救赎，现在我们看看我们的印记。
Verse 13 and 14.
第13到第14节。
You were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
你们就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are in God's possession to the praise of his glory.
这圣灵是我们的基业的凭据，只等到神的子民被赎，是他的荣耀。得着称赞。
You see, at salvation, the Holy Spirit indwells the believer according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13.
哥林多前书十二章十三节，他说，在我们得救的时候，神的圣灵就内住在新信主的人心里，圣灵就将这位新的信徒放在教会，就是基督的身体。
And the Holy Spirit then places us into the body of Christ, which is the church.
圣灵就把我们这些信徒放在他的身体，就是教会里。
The Holy Spirit is a little bit of heaven in the believer's life with a guarantee of much more to come.
圣灵就像是一个信徒生活里面的一个小小的天堂。
It is like that kiss on your wedding day, remember?
你记不记得那天你结婚的时候那个 kiss?
Remember that
那个亲嘴。
Remember that kiss on your wedding day?
你还记得吗？
It was a guarantee of more to come.
那是一个保证，说你会得到更多的。
See, I have in my hand a birthday card that Deb gave me in 2006.
在我手里面有一张我太太在2006年给我的一张生日卡。
An eight-year-old boy talking to a seven-year-old girl.
一个八岁的男孩在跟一个七岁的女孩子在谈话。
And he's sporting a brand new bicycle.
小男孩看着他自己最新的那个自行车。
And he's got a little hat on, and the girl's got a beautiful little dress on.
这个女孩子这个男孩子有一个很好的一个顶帽子，然后另外女孩子穿了一个很漂亮的衣服。
He said, "Yeah, she's a sweet ride."
他说呀，这个脚踏车很棒。
Goes to first to tenth gear in 7 seconds.
从一档到十档只需要七秒钟。
So you want to climb up on the handlebars and go for a ride?
你要不要爬上这个车手把上来，我跟我骑一骑？
And the bottom of the card it says some things never change.
卡片底下写着说有些事情从来不会改变。
Inside the card it says you're still the coolest. Happy birthday, honey.
卡片里面写着说你还是最酷的，祝你生日快乐。
Love always and forever, Deb.
永远爱你的 Deb.
You see, just as our love grows for one another in time.
就像我们和我们的伴侣的爱情随着时间而增长。
So our love for Jesus Christ gets sweeter.
我们和我们救主的关系也应该一样越来越甜蜜。
Aren't you thankful today for the fact that Jesus Christ loved you enough to give himself on the cross of Calvary for you?
你有没有为着耶稣在十字架上为你流的宝血来感谢他呢？
Isn't it wonderful to take the elements here of communion and realize that he gave his all for us?
就像今天我们在这边喝饼圣餐今天我们在这边圣餐的时候，我们就纪念他的为我们的死。
Let us bow our heads and just thank God today for what He's done for us.
让我们现在来一起来祷告，来感谢神。
Thank you, dear Father, for your love shown through your giving of your Son Jesus Christ to forgive us of our sins.
感谢慈爱的天父，借着赐给我们的基督来救赎我们的罪。
Thank you for the Holy Spirit of God who dwells within us.
谢谢。你给我们神的灵住在我们的心里。
He preserves our salvation forever.
永远保守我们的得救。
Jesus' sacrifice has given us freedom and a new life beyond anything we could create for ourselves.
基督的牺牲让我们超过我们自己无法能有的自由和新的生命。
May our lives of love and service for you and those around us show our gratitude for your mercy and your grace.
希望我们喜爱你和服侍你和弟兄姐妹的这个能够彰显在我们应得的怜悯和恩典，能表达我们的感谢。
As we leave here today, may there be a newfound appreciation for your act of love on Calvary for us.
今天在我们离开这里的时候，希望我们有对你在加略山上所显明的爱存在我们感谢的心里。
We praise you and thank you today, most glorious and gracious God in heaven.
我们要赞美，还要感谢你，我们在天上有恩典和有荣耀的神。阿门。